God, that we need a move of God.
Amen.
Praise God. I'm trying to hold back and not start preaching or teaching before. So I'm hold on. Let y'all enjoy the song. Lift your hands, close your eyes, do what you do.
Giants are still being slain.
Ay, 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 ay.
God, we believe. Yes, we can see. Wonders are still what you do. We are here.
Hallelujah.
Come and do what you do.
Like that, oh, we can't have a great move like that.
Forgive us, God.
I mean, and it's this pastor said, I have prayed for that for 20 years and haven't seen it. Well, God does not live in time.
That's right.
You hear me?
Amen.
But now he says, Sister Mary, it's time.
Woo! Hallelujah.
It's time. It's time.
Yes, amen.
For a great revival, the greatest that you've ever seen in your life. I mean, if you study all the revivals from the past, this is greater.
Yes, amen.
And you know why it's greater?
Come on now.
Because it's in time. This one is not only to say so, but get the church right.
That's right.
Yes, yes.
He said, I'm coming back at a glorious church.
That's right.
Yeah.
A glorious church. It's not only for saving souls. You know, we think, we know revival. When we get revived, we're going to reach out.
Yes.
But it's also for the church. It's an inward reach. To get the church on fire. To get the church right. I'm going to tell you, you got to keep your fire. Because your fire creates your passion.
That's where the passion comes from.
Now I'm gonna tell you, fire does more than that.
Yeah, burn it up.
But the number one thing is getting your passion.
Right.
Lord.
Some people can't get up at night. Get out of here at night. This is the mayor I want to, but I, you know, I just have to sleep. This is the only kind of day that I'm like, Lord, have mercy. Help us.
Yes.
But if you got passion, you're going to be like my sister. Here she walking in the door. Walking in the door.
Up at midnight. At midnight.
Glory to God.
She was ready.
Glory to God.
She walked in here ready.
Thank you, Lord.
And that's what your passion would do for you. So that fire, you got to keep that fire. When he said, I'm going to baptize you, he said, I'm going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and
fire.
And sometimes we forget the fire part.
Amen.
We baptize in the Holy Ghost, but we forget the fire part.
Come on.
But we got to have that passion.
Amen.
You got to have that passion. Praise God. So the next move of God is a great revival.
Yes.
And let me tell you, it's not only called revival, it's called restoration, outpouring, glory of God, awakening. Yes. It's all those things because it's so grand. It's so big.
Huge, huge glory to God.
And do you know the word of God said y'all are the fullness of Christ?
Yes.
Y'all are the fullness of Christ.
Yes.
This is end time, and Christ wants to show himself in the fullness.
Have your way.
It's time for us to go for the fullness.
Yes, amen.
Now, this is not a shower she's talking about.
Right.
But this is an outpouring.
Hallelujah.
This is a flood.
Yes, Lord.
This is the next move of God. You know, some people tell you, you never know what God's going to do. He's trying to tell you what he wants to do.
It is written.
In Jeremiah 33:3, he said, call unto me.
Come on.
And I will answer.
Yes.
I'll show you.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, amen.
Great and mighty things that you know not of. Things that you don't even know.
Come on, Holy Spirit.
Praise God. I want to show you.
Come on,
and this is what he did to this lady. He showed her something she didn't know. Because she was hungry and thirsty. This lady, she always asking the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, why is this? What's this? What's that? What's this? And what? You know what I like to do? I like to ask Jesus, what are you interceding for? What are you praying?
That's good.
And let me pray what you're praying.
Yes.
So we can be on the same.
Amen.
Accord. Yeah.
Amen.
Accord.
Yes.
Praise God. And he'll put it down in here what he's praying.
Yes.
Like he put it on me. Mary, I'm getting ready to move.
Hallelujah.
No more delay.
Arrest
her. Ready to look.
Arrest
her. Move.
Come on.
So we want, you know, to move with him.
Yes.
We want to take our place in revival.
Thank you, God.
Because you got a place.
Yes, Lord. Be glorified.
So we want to take our place in revival and know what he's doing. You know, in the book of Corinthians, it says Jesus was seen among 500 people. But only 120 showed up in the day of Pentecost.
That's right.
Mercy.
And mercy.
So, and those, and let me tell you, they turned the world upside down. They give us snapshots of what our revival
is
going to be like.
That's good.
Hallelujah.
Because, see, they was opening it up, but we're closing it out.
Yes.
Ah. Yes. Ooh, good fire, aren't we?
Whoa!
Yes,
we're closing it out. That's a timely word right there.
You know, I'm gonna release on this. I'm gonna release this scripture on you. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. Let me just stop and talk about the chosen. Every generation is chosen. He chose you for this end time generation. He chose you for this end time generation. Every generation is chosen. You know, I used to say, I could have lived in any generation I wanted to. But Lord checked me and said, oh no. I said that because my minister peers used to say that. But God checked me. I'm like, he didn't check them, but he checked me.